Books on Tape Update, Summer 2009, The Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Books Service Newsletter, 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702-6055. Telephone, area 208-334-2150. Or 800-458-3271. Email address, talkingbooks@libraries.idaho.gov. Website, www.libraries.idaho.gov/TBS. Library Highlight. Talking Book Service, TBS, Awareness Day at numerous public libraries throughout Idaho. Thursday, August 20th, is TBS Awareness Day, an opportunity to raise the general public's awareness of this service that gives those unable to read standard print access to popular books and magazines. Public libraries throughout the state are recognizing the event with activities that share information about the Talking Book Service and highlight resources available in the local public library that are usable by those requiring print alternatives. Beat the Heat, How to Survive After 45, is a summer-based theme that invites both those unable to read standard print and those interested in learning more about visual impairments to participate. Each library will provide a short program, summer snacks, and sunglasses to all attendees. The following public libraries are scheduled to present a program sometime during the week of August 17 through 21. Ada Community, American Falls, Blackfoot, Boise, Coal-Eustic Branch, Burley, Coeur d'Alene, Eastern Owyhee County, Emmett, Jerome, Kootenai-Shoshone, Hayden Branch, McCall, Meridian, both Maine and Silverstone branches, Mountain Home, Nampa, Payette, Plummer, Portneuf, Inchubbuck, Snake River School Community, in Blackfoot, Twin Falls. TBS users will receive letters notifying them of the date and time of the activity in their local library. The list of participating libraries and activity dates is at http://libraries.idaho.gov/TBSThrive. Users can also share their thoughts about the impact the Talking Book Service has made on their lives by writing a letter to the editor of the local newspaper. Be sure to mention the service is completely free so readers will understand there are no barriers to eligible persons. Recent donations to TBS. General donations. Lois Benno, Dennis and Carol Walker. TBS was also very pleased to be the recipient of a donation this spring from the Fraternal Order of the Eagles Women's Auxiliary. Memorial donations. In memory of Enid Cook, Rosemary Jensen, Catherine Koch, Lewis and Genevieve Olds, Catherine Peterson. Donations, which are accepted at any time, are used to enhance and improve the Talking Book Service and are fully tax-deductible as allowable by law. Acknowledgements are sent to donors and honorees. Please include the name and address of those to be notified for memorials or donations in honor of a special person or occasion. Please make checks payable to Talking Book Service and mail to Idaho Talking Book Service, 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho 83702. Reading Alternative. Washington Audiobooks. Many users enjoy reading locally recorded books, titles that NLS does not record due to time and cost constraints. Often these titles focus on local history, topics, or people. Unfortunately, locally recorded titles are not currently available on the Bard, B-A-R-D, site. However, Washington Talking Book and Braille Library in Seattle, WTBBL, is making its locally recorded titles available for download from its website to all Talking Book service users. Currently, about 60 titles are available. Before accessing the site or downloading titles, users must contact WTBBL at 800-542-0866 and request a username and password. Staff will ask which Talking Book service the user is enrolled in and then contact Idaho TBS to confirm. A username and password will be issued to the user after confirming the user is registered in Idaho TBS. Users can then access the site and download titles to be read with the NLS digital player or any of the four commercial players currently able to play NLS digital books. To successfully use this resource, users must have high-speed internet access and be comfortable with the following: searching a database, downloading files to their computers, locating and unzipping files, copying files to a memory chip. For more information, contact Idaho TBS at 800-458-3271. TBS 10 Square Club. We are honored to announce that Sue Baldwin Howe and Laura Toth, both from Boise, Idaho, are the newest additions to the Talking Book Service 10 Square Club. Sue was born on August 10, 1909. Laura was born on August 15, 1909. Talking Book Service currently has 10 active centenarians. Magazine Corner. Recent changes to three magazines. Cassette magazines, U.S. News and World Report Weekly, has changed their publication schedule to monthly. It will no longer be available on audio tape. Anyone signed up for this will automatically receive instead The Week, a news and current event magazine. For Braille readers, Washington Post Book World is being incorporated into the Washington Post, and it will be replaced with the New York Times Book Review Weekly. Parenting Magazine has recently begun publishing as two separate magazines, Parenting Early Years and Parenting School Years. Subscribers to Parenting will receive both magazines automatically in Braille. Possible new magazine titles. We found more magazine titles that can be ordered on cassette. We would like to see if there is enough interest for us to pursue getting them. Please let us know if you would be interested in receiving any or all of the following titles. Audubon, a bi-monthly magazine that covers news of the natural world. Playboy, entertainment for men, a monthly magazine with fiction, interviews, and articles with a male perspective. 17, a monthly magazine that covers beauty and fashion for young women with articles on careers, education, and family. To let us know if you would be interested in any of these magazines, you can do one of the following. Call TBS at 800-458-3271. Email TBS Books at libraries.idaho.gov. Write to us at 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702. Checkmark the magazine titles on the back page of the New Books Order form in this newsletter and mail the form back to us. Patrons who wish to subscribe or to discontinue any magazines should call us at 800-458-3271, email tbsbooks@libraries.idaho.gov, or write to us at 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702. New Idaho Talking Books from our recording studio. To order, checkmark your selections and mail the pre-addressed order form or call 800-458-3271 or order online at http://libraries.idaho.gov/tbs/current-books/summer-2009. VCT-1132, Star Dancer's Summer Journey, Volume 2 of the Journey Series. Author, W. Lenore Mobley. Read by Marion Stevens. Star Dancer's Louise Gannon. Journey continues with high adventure in the sawtooth wilderness of Idaho, packed full of intrigue with outlaws, friendships in danger, and love on the horizon. Join Star as she works through her solutions using guidance from her strong faith in God. Two cassettes, adult fiction. VCT-1139, The Dangerous Journey, The Lost Journey, Volume 1 of the Journey Series. Author, W. Lenore Mobley. Read by Lana Thurston. Volume 1 of the Journey Series contains two stories. The Dangerous Journey. Near her Idaho mountain ranch in the fall of 1876, young and beautiful Molly Newman met the man of her dreams. Should she allow him to risk his life on the journey she must embark on? She must rely on her faith and God's guidance for the answer. The Lost Journey. Molly's neighbor, the young and vivacious Elizabeth Blazer, rides the wilderness trails alone. It takes an enormous stretch of faith to fulfill her calling to minister to the Indian tribes near her home. Two cassettes, adult fiction. VCT-1140. Ashton, Idaho. The Centennial History, 1906 to 2006. Author, Glade Lyon. Read by Janice Pori. This account of the first 100 years of Ashton, Idaho, and surrounding communities is dedicated to those intrepid immigrants who left their homes in the eastern United States, Europe, and elsewhere to search for a better place to live and found it in 1906 in the beauty of what is now Fremont County. One cassette, adult nonfiction. VCT-1141, Scorched Earth, How the Fires of Yellowstone Changed America. Author, Rocky Barker. Read by Margaret Dimmock. The author witnessed firsthand the uncontrollable 1988 forest fires that ravaged Yellowstone Park. In this book, he argues that we must understand fire in order to contain it, revealing how misguided suppression can actually fan the flames. He traces modern approaches to fire and land management to Yellowstone's creation after the Civil War. The park, and indeed the West, was shaped by a colorful cast of characters from railroad barons to explorers and naturalists. Two cassettes, Adult Nonfiction. VCT 1142. Dowager of Discipline. The Life of Dean of Women, Permille French. Author, Dick Deesom. Read by Rosemary Ardinger. Permille Jane French greatly influenced the history of Idaho as pioneer, state official, educator, and friend of college students. As guardian of their morals and behavior, she became a legend in her own time. The advent of the automobile and more permissiveness swept away the old moral strictures and, incidentally, Dean French. This is a humorous and sympathetic story told by one who knew her. One Cassette, Adult Nonfiction. VCT 1149, Mapping Identity. The Creation of the Coeur d'Alene Indian Reservation, 1805-1902. Author, Laura Woodworth Ney. Read by Art Latterell. Mapping Identity traces the formation of the Coeur d'Alene Indian Reservation in northern Idaho from the introduction of the Jesuit notion of reduction in the 1840s to the finalization of reservation boundaries in the 1890s. The author concludes that in creating the reservation, Bureau of Indian Affairs, BIA, officials and tribal leaders mapped boundaries not only of territory, but also of tribal identity. Two Cassettes, Adult Nonfiction. VCT 1150. Lady Winchester. Author, Kirby Jonas. Read by Jeff Teige. An exciting Western adventure set in 1885 near the then small, rough, and tumble town of Blackfoot, Idaho. When Kate Winchester's husband, Ira, ends up near death on the floor of their ranch house, it's plain his would-be killers aren't through. Now Kate must make a choice between her Quaker upbringing and the thought of taking up a gun to save Ira's life and perhaps her own. It's a race against time to find out who wants Ira dead and why. Two Cassettes, Adult Fiction. VCT 1151. Western Passage, a novel about the first wagon train to Oregon Country, 1843. Author, T.J. Hansen. Read by Colette Cowman. Western Passage is a detailed account of the Oregon migration of 1843 in a historical fiction setting. Based on the historical account of the first wagon train to cross the Oregon Trail, this novel brings the arduous journey to life. In this context, the reader can enjoy the adventure as a participant rather than as a student or scholar. Five Cassettes, Adult Fiction. Available catalogs. Descriptive DVD catalog on audio cassette. The descriptive DVD catalog for movies is now available in audio cassette format. To order a DVD catalog, contact TBS or checkmark the catalog below, include your name and address on page 5 of this order form, and mail it to TBS. Descriptive DVDs unobtrusively describe the visual elements of a movie, action, characters, locations, costumes, and sets. You need a DVD player to view the descriptive DVDs. A reminder, audio cassette catalogs are also available for locally recorded materials, VCTs, and descriptive VHS videos. You need a VCR player to view the descriptive VHS videos. Note, please rewind the talking books before you return them. Are you missing books that you requested from TBS? We have received order forms that weren't signed. If one of these is your list, please call us at 800-458-3271 and let us know so we can send you the titles that you requested. School resources. The new school year is fast approaching, and for many TBS users, finding readable materials is a challenge. Start the year out right by checking out the following resources. Recording for the Blind and Dyslectic, RFB&D. RFB&D records textbooks and educational support materials in all subjects for students from kindergarten to graduate school. Their large collection is available in CD-ROM format, plus many titles are available to download. A membership fee and special playback equipment are required, but many schools are institutional members and provide materials to their students. Eligibility requirements apply. TBS staff can certify TBS users are eligible to use RFB&D. For more information, go to www.rfbd.org or call 800-221-4792. Bookshare. A volunteer organization whose mission is to ensure that all individuals with print disabilities have equal and timely access to print materials. Under a federal grant, all students have free access to their database of scanned textbooks, magazines, and educational materials. Downloaded titles can be accessed as audiobooks or in electronic braille. All TBS users are eligible to use Bookshare. For more information, visit bookshare.org or call 650-644-3400. Talking Book Service, TBS. The TBS collection contains many titles useful to students, such as children's books and books discussed in literature classes or listed in bibliographies. Titles are also available in several languages for those studying foreign languages. The website, https://libraries.idaho.gov/page/collections, has a link to Kids Zone, a website which focuses on resources for students from preschool to grade 8. All highlighted resources are available via TBS. Increasing numbers of TBS titles are also available for download at Braille and Audio Reading Download, BARD. Currently, approximately 15,000 titles can be downloaded onto NLS-compatible players. Contact TBS to be placed on a waiting list for an NLS digital player. Distribution begins in September. School and public libraries. Many local libraries have resources such as large print books, audiobooks, and downloadable books. All publicly funded libraries in Idaho have access to the LILI databases, electronic databases for students at all levels. Go to the LILI portal, http://libraries.idaho.gov/page/LILI-databases. For more information on accessing these resources from any computer, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or check with your local library for information on the resources they have available. Using these resources can help students stay at the head of the class. Volunteer Highlight by Sheila Winther. Every day, many volunteers help the Talking Book Service staff at Idaho Commission for Libraries, ICFL, to do the big job of circulating books and other TBS materials. During the summer months, when both staff and volunteers take vacation time, we sometimes need extra help to fill in for those regulars. This is when something truly amazing happens. About mid-May, we start getting calls from teens looking for summer volunteer positions. This summer, we have had exceptional assistance from our youth volunteers. From the Upward Bound program with Boise State University, we had two student interns, Jacob and Cole, who worked in our recording studio. They learned how to use the digital audio recording software and edited newly recorded books. Other youth volunteers included Dan, Amberly, Tyler, Amanda, Jamie, Addie, and Aaron. These wonderful young people generously shared not only their time, but also their sunny smiles and enthusiasm with ICFL staff, helping us maintain our service to Talking Book readers and libraries all across the state. Some of the jobs they helped with were inspecting, shelving, and repairing incoming Talking Books, and preparing materials for public library programs such as Summer Reading, First Book, and Every Child Ready to Read. So far this summer, these outstanding youth have volunteered over 300 hours. ICFL is fortunate to have such hard-working volunteers to fill in the summertime gaps. Thanks to all, and best wishes for a great school year. We will miss you, and of course, we'd love to see you again next summer. TBS Calendar Coming Soon. The 2010 TBS calendars will be mailed to TBS users October 1, 2009. Persons unable to read standard print because of a physical condition are eligible to use the Talking Book service. Organizations providing support for people with some of these physical conditions are highlighted in this year's calendar. End of Books on Tape Update, Summer 2009. The Idaho Commission for Libraries Talking Books Service Newsletter.